Good afternoon, everybody. So now that we've begun to count the mitzvah, to count Sfiras HaOmer, I wanted to spend the next number of shiurim discussing the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. And today's shiur will be a basic introduction to the mitzvah. From where do we know the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? So the Torah presents the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer in two contexts, the first in Parshas Emor and the second in Parshas Re'eh. In Parshas Emor, the Torah states, Usfartem lachem yimacharas haShabbos, miyom havyach nesomer atenufa, shava shabbos. You should count for yourselves from mimacharas haShabbos, which Chazal interpret for us means the day after Pesach, against the Tzdukim who believe that mimacharas haShabbos is literal and means on Sunday, the day after Shabbos. So Chazal tell us it really means the second day of Pesach, after the first day of Pesach. Yom HaViyachem Esomer HaTenufa, from the day on which the Korban HaOmer is offered in the Beis HaMikdash, that was the second day of Pesach. So that is the first presentation of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer in Torah Shebichtav, in Parshas Emor. In Parshas Re'eh, the Torah also tells us that once the sickle hits the grain in the field, a reference to the Korban HaOmer, so then we should count 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer. So the presentation of Sfiras HaOmer in Torah Shebichtav raises a very interesting question. As we said before, the Torah tells us, "Mimacharas haShabbos, miyom haviyachem esomer hatenufa." From that time period is when we're supposed to count Sfiras HaOmer. So that's the Torah gives us two descriptions of that time. The first is Mimacharas haShabbos, the day after Pesach, and the second is miyom haviyachem esomer hatenufa, from the day that you bring the Korban HaOmer. But what's interesting is that one of those two descriptions is relevant nowadays, and the other is not. Mimacharas haShabbos, the day after Pesach, is of course still relevant nowadays. We still celebrate the Chag of Pesach, as we just did. And therefore, of course, we can still reference Mimacharas haShabbos, the day after the first day of Pesach. But Miyom HaViyachem Esomer HaTenufa, from the day that you bring the Korban HaOmer, that's no longer relevant nowadays because we don't bring the Korban HaOmer because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, that raises the question as to the status of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer bizman hazeh, nowadays. Does it remain a mitzvah d'oraisa despite the fact that the Omer, the Korban HaOmer, is no longer offered? Or is it now a mitzvah d'rabbanan because of the fact that the Korban HaOmer is no longer sacrificed? And indeed, in the Gemara Menachos on Daf Samach Vav and Aleph, so the Gemara quotes the position of Amimar, who says that actually nowadays we should only count the days and not the weeks. We should only count the 49 days, but not the 7 weeks, because the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is Zecher LeMikdash. So at least some aspect, or if not the entire mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, according to Amimar, is Zecher LeMikdash. It's really only a mitzvah derabbanan nowadays as a commemoration to the mitzvah d'oraisa that existed during Zman HaMikdash. But even in the Psukim themselves, so that would raise this question as to the status of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer bizman hazeh. So that is really the foundation for our discussion today. The first question that I'd like to delve into is that question exactly. What's the status of mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer bizman hazeh? Is it a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan? The second question, based on that question, is what exactly would be the ramifications of the status of the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer bizman hazeh? Meaning, regardless of whether we say it's a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah whether we say it's a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan, what impact would that have on some of the halachos of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? And thirdly, aside from the practical ramifications that question might have, what conceptual ramifications might it have? What, if anything, does the status of the mitzvah nowadays as the oraisa or d'rabbanan reflect about the nature of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? So let's get straight to the first question. Is the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan bizman hazeh? So we quoted before that the Gemara Menachos on Samach Vav and Aleph cites the position of Amimar that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is Zecher LeMikdash, and that's why we only count the days and not the weeks. However, Abaye and Rav Ashi, Rabbanan Debir Rav Ashi, disagree with Amimar, and they think that we count both the days and the weeks, even Bizman Hazeh. So there's a machlokas in the Gemara between the Amoraim. Abaye and Rav Ashi, on the one hand, believe that we should count both days and weeks, whereas Amimar holds that we should count just the days and not the weeks. So what's the root of the dispute between these Amoraim? So there are many interpretations in the Rishonim, and I'd like to review two of them. The first one is the position of Rashi, at least according to the interpretation of the Kesef Mishnah. So Rashi explains that according to Amemar, we count only the days and not the weeks, because the mitzvah is Zecher LeMikdash bizman hazeh. And why is it Zecher LeMikdash? Because we don't have the Korban HaOmer. And the Kesef Mishnah explains that according to Rashi, even Abaye and Rav Ashi agree that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is Zecher LeMikdash nowadays. The only machlokas between Abaye and Rav Ashi and Amimar, on the other hand, is how to implement the mitzvah derabanan bizman hazeh. Everybody agrees that the mitzvah is Zecher LeMikdash. The machlokas is limited to the implementation of the mitzvah. Whereas Abaye and Rav Ashi, on the one hand, believe that the mitzvah derabanan should mimic the mitzvah de'oraisa. It should be a replica of the mitzvah de'oraisa. And just as the mitzvah de'oraisa requires of us to count both days and weeks, as Abaye explains, because the psukim refer to both the days and the weeks, so too the mitzvah derabanan should also require of us to count both the days and the weeks. But according to Amimar, explains the Kesef Mishnah Bedas Rashi, so according to Amimar, the mitzvah derabanan should actually be distinct from the mitzvah de'oraisa. It should be a mitzvah to count only the days and not the weeks. And in fact, the Griz explains that what's the sense behind that position? Why would Amimar say that the mitzvah derabanan shouldn't be an exact replica of the mitzvah d'oraisa? So the Griz explains that this is because, according to Amimar, the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer as a zecher lemikdash, its purpose is actually not to be a replica of the mitzvah d'oraisa, but rather it's a separate mitzvah of zecher lemikdash. Sometimes the Rabbanan instituted some mitzvos that were mitzvos of zecher lemikdash. The Rabbanan wanted us to commemorate the mikdash. And the way in which, the means by which we commemorate the mikdash is by doing a mitzvah that was done in the Bizman HaMikdash. So Bizman HaMikdash, the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, was the Oraisa, and we counted both the days and the weeks. And nowadays, the Rabbanan, according to this is the position of the Griz, nowadays the Rabbanan wanted us to commemorate that mitzvah. And in order to commemorate the mitzvah, so we do the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, but we don't do the mitzvah in its entirety. We only count the days and not the weeks in order to impress upon ourselves that this mitzvah is actually different from the mitzvah de'oraisa. It's not meant to be a replica, but rather meant to be a commemoration of the mikdash that's accomplished via the means of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer that existed bizman hamikdash. Be it as it may, according to Rashi, at least within the interpretation of the Kesef Mishnah, all of the Amoraim agree, Abai, Rav Ashi, Amimar, they all agree that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer bizman hazeh is zecher lemikdash, and therefore what would emerge is that according to all of the Amoraim, and therefore, of course, halach lemaisa, the mitzvah would be derabanan bizman hazeh. However, many note that according to the Rambam, it seems that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, even nowadays, remains a mitzvah de'oraisa. Why? Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Tamidin Musafin, Perek Zayin, that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is b'chol zman. It applies at all times. And therefore, we can infer from the Rambam that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer remains a mitzvah de'oraisa even bizman hazeh, because the mitzvah applies at all times. How did the Rambam interpret the machlokas between Abaye and Rav Ashi on the one hand and Amimar on the other, whether we should count both days and weeks or just the days? So the Kesef Mishnah explains that this was exactly the machlokas between the Amoraim. Whereas according to Amimar, the mitzvah bizman hazeh was only zecher lemikdash, and therefore we can suffice with just the days and omit the weeks. According to Abaye and Rav Ashi, the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is the oraisa bizman hazeh, therefore we have to count both the days and the weeks, and the Rambam paskins like Abaye and Rav Ashi. And since the Rambam rules in accordance with Abaye and Rav Ashi, therefore the mitzvah remains the oraisa bizman hazeh according to the Rambam, and of course we have to count both the days and the weeks. So what emerges from our analysis is a machlokas in the Rishonim, whether according to the Amoraim, there is an opinion that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is the oraisa bizman hazeh. According to Rashi, all Amoraim agree that the mitzvah is just the Rabbanan, it's only zecher lemikdash, whereas according to the Rambam, there is an opinion in the Amoraim that the mitzvah is the oraisa, that's Abaye and Rashi, and it happens to be that we rule in accordance with that opinion. What would be the practical ramifications as to whether the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is the oraisa or the Rabbanan bizman hazeh? So there are many. This question arises in many discussions in the Achronim and in the Rishonim throughout the sugyos of Sfiras HaOmer, and I'd like to go through just a couple of them. The first, probably a most famous one, is the question of Bin Hashmashos. Of course, we know that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer begins at night, that we're supposed to count Sfiras HaOmer at night. So would one be allowed to count, or would one be yotze if he counts Sfiras HaOmer during the time of Bin Hashmashos, which is generally understood as Safek Yom, Safek Laila? It's a Safek time. We don't know for sure that it's night. So could you be yotze with Sfiras HaOmer during that time? So Tosos, and the Daf in Maseches Menachos, and Daf Samach Vavam Aleph, says that because the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is Dirabanan, therefore you would be yotze during Bin Hashmashos. Because we have a general rule in halacha that safek d'rabbanan the kula, and since this is a safek time, we could be mekel to consider it like night, and therefore you would be yotze if you counted during binash mashos. Tosos presents that just as kind of a bidi eved being yotze, but the Ran actually quotes Tosos as saying, and Tosos entertains this possibility but rejects it limaskana. But the Ran actually quotes Tosos as saying that it might even be lichatchila to count during binash mashos. Why would it be ideal to count during binash? Because we have another idea associated with the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, which is the idea of Temimos. Sheva Shabbosos Temimos Tehiyena. The days and weeks are supposed to be complete. They're supposed to be full. So if we want to count the entirety of a day, then it might make sense to actually count at the earliest possible time to count. And if we can count during Bein HaShmashos, then that would be the earliest possible time. So the way that the Ran quotes the position of Tosos is that it might actually be ideal to count during Bein HaShmashos. However, according to the Rambam, it would seem that one would not be yotze if he counted during Bein HaShmashos, and he would have to count again once actual nightfall, once Tzeis HaKochavim arrives. Why? Because according to the Rambam, the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is de'oraisa. So we would say, safik de'oraisa l'chomra, the safik of Bein HaShmashos would not be a sufficient time period or an available time period to count Sfiras HaOmer, and therefore you would have to wait until actual nightfall to count Sfiras HaOmer. How we paskin on that issue is subject to discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, and you should consult the Shulchan Aruch, of course, and speak to your rabbi. So that's the issue of Bein HaShmashos. There's also another issue that comes up in the Ramban, the Darkei Moshe, about Tzorech Lahafsik. Let's say we have a general rule when it comes to certain mitzvos, that if one is eating after the Zman Chiyuv of the mitzvah arrives, then he might have to stop eating in order to fulfill the mitzvah. But that applies only to mitzvos de'oraisa, but not to mitzvos de'rabbanan. So the Darkei Moshe says that if the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is de'oraisa, then if one is engaged in some other activity like eating when the mitzvah arrives, he would have to pause from his eating in order to count Sfiras HaOmer. But if the mitzvah of Sfiras is only de'rabbanan, then that obligation would not apply. So that would be another practical ramification as to whether the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is the Oraisa or Dirabanan Bizman Hazeh. So the first one was whether we would be Yotze during Bein HaShmashos. The second one, whether it's incumbent upon us to stop from other activities like eating in order to fulfill the mitzvah. But I would like to go further in our discussion. Aside from the practical ramifications of whether the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is the Oraisa Dirabanan, and I'd like to address the third question that we posed at the beginning of the Chabura, namely, about what does the status of the mitzvah Bizman Hazeh, whether it's the Oraisa Dirabanan, reflect about the nature of the mitzvah? What's the relationship between the status of the mitzvah and the nature of the mitzvah? So what exactly is really the root of the dispute, whether the mitzvah of Sfir Bizman Hazeh is the Oraisa or the Rabbana? Whether that be a machlokas amoraim or a machlokas rishonim, what's the nekudas amachlokas, whether the mitzvah Bizman Hazeh is a mitzvah de Oraisa or a mitzvah de Rabbana? So seemingly the position that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah de'rabanan bizman hazeh, seemingly it assumes two basic assumptions. Of course, this is the position of Rashi, as we noted before, and many other Rishonim, that the mitzvah is only de'rabanan bizman hazeh. What are the assumptions of such opinions? So one assumption would be that the hakravas ha'omer, the offering of the korban ha'omer, is the trigger of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Once we offer the Korban HaOmer, so then the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer takes effect. But what makes the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer take effect is the offering of the Korban HaOmer. And the second assumption is that the offering of the Korban HaOmer has to actually take place in reality in order to trigger the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. It's not enough that there be a chiyuv, a general theoretical obligation of the offering of the omer, of hakravas haomer, but it actually has to take effect in reality. So the positions that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is the Rabbanan Bizman Hazeh assumes both of those assumptions. Number one, that the Hakravas HaOmer is the trigger of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. And number two, that the Hakravas HaOmer has to actually take effect in reality in order to trigger the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. And then when we jump to the position that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer might be the Oraisa Bizman Hazeh, like the Rambam holds, so we could reject either one of these assumptions. And indeed, the Achronim suggest both of those options in order to explain the basis for the position of the Rambam that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer would be the Oraisa Bizman Hazeh. So let's begin by rejecting the second assumption. So the second assumption that we noted before was that the we of course so the second assumption that we noted before was that not only is the Hakravas HaOmer, is the offering of the Korban HaOmer, the trigger of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, but in addition to that, it actually has to be performed in practice. It's not enough for it to be just on the books. It actually has to be performed in practice. So Reb Chaim was quoted by the Griz and by other Talmidim as having explained that according to the Rambam, we should reject this second assumption. The assumption that the Hakravas HaOmer has to actually take place in order for the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer to be triggered. So how did Reb Chaim explain that according to the Rambam? So so Reb Chaim explained that according to the Rambam, in the halachos of Beis in Hilchos Beis Abachira, the Rambam explains that kedusha rishona kedusha l'shaita v'kedusha la'asid lava. The kedusha that was invested in Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash by Shlomo HaMelech was effective during its time and also effective forever afterwards. V'kedusha la'asid lava. And therefore, according to the Rambam, says Reb Chaim, therefore, the chuva of Korban HaOmer, the obligation to bring the Omer, still exists, even Bizman Hazeh. We have the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, we do not have Beis HaMikdash, but we still have the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, because it was Kedusha La'asid Lavo. And since we still have the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, therefore the obligations that require the Beis HaMikdash can still exist, even Bizman Hazeh. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, the obligation to bring the Korban HaOmer exists, Bizman Hazeh. And then the next step that Reb Chaim takes is that he says that according to the Rambam, the obligation itself to bring the Korban HaOmer would be sufficient in order to trigger the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So the Rambam agrees that it's the Hakravas HaOmer, the Korban HaOmer, that is the trigger of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, but the Rambam disagrees and says that the Korban HaOmer need not be offered in practice in order to trigger the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Rather, the obligation of Korban HaOmer must exist only in theory, in order to trigger the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and that obligation still exists nowadays because of the rule of Kedusha Rishona Kedusha L'Shaita V'Kedusha L'Asid Lava. That is the first approach within the Rambam, and that rejects the second assumption that we detailed before. But there is another approach, and this is the approach of the Aruch HaShulchan, that according to the Rambam, we should reject the first assumption. What was the first assumption that we detailed before? So that assumption was that if the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is derabanan bizman hazeh, it must be because the Korban HaOmer is the trigger of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. But says the Aruch HaShulchan that according to the Rambam, that's not the case. The mitzvah of Korban HaOmer is not the trigger of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Rather, the time period of post-Pesach, the second day after Pesach, Tezayin Nisan, is the trigger of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Why is that the trigger of the mitzvah? Because the mitzvah is about marking the seven-week period, the seven-week preparation prior to Shavuos. And therefore, the real trigger of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is the onset of that period in advance of Shavuos. Why? Because it explains the Aruch HaShulchan that according to the Rambam, the essence of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is in order to prepare for Shavuos. It's a countdown to Chag HaShavuos. After Pesach, so we were physically freed, but we weren't entirely free because we didn't have Matan Torah. We didn't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's guidelines that would guide us as to how to act as free people. And therefore, our freedom was limited. So therefore, we count towards Shavuos, towards our ultimate freedom, when we're going to receive the Torah at Matan Torah. And if that's the case, then the trigger of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is not Hakravas HaOmer, it's not the Korban HaOmer, rather it's the time period in advance of Shavuos. It's the onset of the seven-week period prior to Chag HaShavuos. So these would be two different ways to explain the position of the Rambam that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is mid-oraisa, even bizman hazeh. And so what emerges from our analysis as to the relationship between the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer and whether it's a mitzvah de'oraisa bizman hazeh or a mitzvah de'rabanan bizman hazeh, and the relationship between that question and the nature of Sfiras HaOmer is three approaches. We could take three basic approaches to the nature of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. One is that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is intended to link the Korban HaOmer to another Korban brought on Shavuos, the Shtei HaLechem. And we could offer a number of reasons, you know, a Tameh HaMitzvos oriented for that mitzvah. The Abu Dra'im actually explains that it's meant to connect these two Korbanos because both of the Korbanos are intended to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bounty of grain and bounty of produce. The Korban HaOmer asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bounty pertaining to our grain, and the Shtei HaLechem beseeches HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bounty pertaining to our produce. So the Sfiras HaOmer is meant to connect these two korbanos. And if that's the case, then the trigger of the mitzvahs of the Sfira would be the Korban HaOmer. And of course, we would conclude that the mitzvah would be Derabanan Bizman HaZeh because we don't have the Korban HaOmer. That's one approach. A second approach, as we said in the Aruch HaShulchan, and this approach is taken by the Sefer HaChinuch as well, is that the Sfiras HaOmer is not a connection between the Korban HaOmer and the Shtei HaLechem, but rather a countdown to Chag HaShavuos, a count that links Chag HaMatzos to Chag HaShavuos, Pesach to Shavuos, and the nature of that mitzvah would be in order to prepare ourselves or reflect our excitement for the ultimate freedom that we're going to experience at Chag HaShavuos, where we have the framework and guidelines of the Torah that we're going to receive. And the third approach might be to connect both of these. And Rav Rosenzweig suggests along these lines that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is meant to mark the time period of transition between the holiday of Pesach and the holiday of Shavuos. And in fact, the korbanos of the Korban HaOmer and the Shtei HaLechem do the same thing, because the Korban HaOmer was brought from barley, whereas the Shtei HaLechem was brought from wheat. And it was actually made into chametz. Why? Because that reflects that the chametz reflects the notion of unlimited and unfettered growth. So on Pesach, we have a limited type of growth. When we've experienced just physical freedom, and we don't have the Torah to guide us within that freedom, so then we need to be limited. And that's why there's an Isser Chametz. But on Shavuos, where we offer the Shtei HaLechem in correspondence to to Matan Torah, so that reflects that once we have the Torah, so then we can experience unlimited growth. And the time period of Sfiras HaOmer is the transition between those two experiences. Between Chag HaPesach, which is a time period of limited growth, and we try to use Sfiras HaOmer in order to infuse and imbue within ourselves a certain notion of time consciousness and recognizing how each day is important in our growth in Avodas Hashem, until we eventually reach the time period of Chag HaShavuos where we receive the Torah and we enter into this sphere of unlimited growth marked by the Korban Shtei HaLechem, the Chametz Korban that is brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And so what emerges from our analysis is that the question of whether the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is derabanan or deoraisa is connected to whether the trigger for Sfiras HaOmer is the Korban HaOmer or the time period of post Chag HaMatzos of the 16th of Nisan and the time period that follows in the preparation for Chag HaShavuos. And those two different approaches are connected also just to the basic nature of the mitzvah, and whether it's a count from the Korban HaOmer to the Shtei HaLechem, a countdown to Shavuos, or whether we should view both of those as part of the same equation, marking a time period of transition from Chag HaMatzos to Chag HaShavuos that is meant to carry us from the physical freedom of Chag HaMatzos to the ultimate freedom within the framework and context of Matan Torah that we will experience on Chag HaShavuos. I wish everyone a great rest of the week.